She said, I'll tell you right quick what to do, woman. So you go home and wash. Say, you stink. And that just brought the house down. And she didn't go back up anymore. I said, tell you right quick. So she'd come down here to visit us quite often. She'd come down. Her daughter was our cook here in Macon, and she'd come down to visit us. And on Sunday morning, she put on her, she had a brooch she wore that my grandmother gave her, and a little white collar around her satin black dress, and she'd put that dress on and go just as walk just as straight into this First Baptist Church as anybody. Just step and never ask a question. She'd always gone to white church, and she didn't know any better. And she was always welcome. And she walked as straight in that white church up there and take her seat. I remember the first time I went in there one day and went to sit down and look down there, said Aunt Jean, I was very much embarrassed. But it was all right. She was some character, I'll tell you. She was quite a character. And a tiny little woman. She couldn't weigh over 100 pounds. Very little, just.
I'd like to ask you then some questions about the farm, as you remember. The different buildings outside, in addition to the home.
Well, of course, down a slight incline was a big barn, possibly 200 yards from the house. It was a big barn which had a loft where they put the hay in. And on the right, as you entered, was a corn crib, which is a room, well, probably big as this, where they kept the corn. And then the horse stalls and mules were down each side of the barn. And the hay and the fodder was kept up in the loft, which is a large place up there, and that's where all the hay and fodder was kept.
Did you grow much, many small grains?
No, before my day, they formerly raised a lot of wheat. There were wheat mills. The farmers around here never bought flour. They all raised their own wheat, and there were a lot of wheat mills that ground the wheat. But when I came along, they had discontinued the wheat mills, but the corn mills were still running. Some of them ran by water power and some by steam power. And they were still running, and that's where they got all the meal from. And it was good meal. You take water ground corn meal, that's the best bread in the world. It's ground cold, you know. It don't heat up like this meal they got now. But
I was wondering whether you had anything called a granary, a greenery, something.
No, the corn was all stored in the crib, unshucked, and when they wanted to go to the mill, they'd get it out and shell it, and put it in a sack, and take it down to the grist mill.
Did you have small sheds for tools or wagons?
Well, yeah, they had a shed for the tools, and the main building out in the yard was the smokehouse. Now, that was the important place. That's where they kept all the hams and bacon and sausage stored, and the barrels of molasses, and the niggers would come up on Saturday and they'd get their meat and meal and molasses, whatever it was, you know. And that was good meat, too. Stored these hams and shoulders and bacon and sausage. This old aunt of mine, I thought she could make the best smoked sausage in the world. Stuffed it, you know. And
where'd
she stuff it in? Stuffed it in the intestines, you know. Had her stuff them. And then she'd tie it up about like maybe 3 feet long and hang it over the beams and smoke it with hickory smoke. Boy, that was good sausage.
Speaking of sausage, did you ever hear liver sausage or blood sausage?
Yeah, but that's German. I've heard of it, but we didn't have anything like that. All our sausage was made out of.
Or anything called cheese or a pudding?
Well, they made what they call a hog head cheese, which was souse, you know what souse is. That's what the souse we called it.
But nothing out of the blood? Or
no.
The place where you keep the cows, where were they kept inside and out?
Well, they had what they called a cow pen. The cows were driven up at night to be